Today's podcast is brought to you by Mariah Bell Manor Kennel, offering dog boarding, bathing, and daycare in an eco-friendly environment. Our pet care with a personal touch is not just a motto, it's really what we do. Our touch extends to the food without preservatives, quality and natural shampoos, inclusive boarding, and a green living environment. Sounds like I might want to check in. Visit us anytime on our Facebook page, Mariah Bell Manor Kennel, or MariahBellManorKennel.com. Enjoy your program. This is Raishan from Mariah Bell Manor Kennel. Living life tails up is a combination of balance and tail wagging humor, hopefully, that'll make your nose go down and your tails go up and keep you on track. A balanced lifestyle combining what we do every day in the kennel with some humor, some ideas, and some positive happy bubbles shot out there so everybody can have a little happy, positive, and live a little tails up. I would like to consider honesty. It's one of the hardest things sometimes, and it's one of the things we try and strive for, and we know it's easier to get into something than it is get out of something. We all know that truth will save you in the end. The parables, the movies, good always wins, right? Triumphs, and truth will save you or kill you, depending. And you really wonder, what is it about being honest? Think about even the old Avon colognes. When I think of honest, I think of the old Avon cologne, sweet honesty, right? It's something that you would give kids and then you would put it on. The smell was supposed to remind you to be honest and yada, yada, yada. Okay. Fast forward to Mariah Bell Manor Kennel and the critters and growing up with all the horses and the dogs and the cats and the cows and the goats and all the stuff. Dogs read body language. Cows read body language. Cats, they don't read body language. They give body language. They have a whole different attitude. It's this body language. And when you say one thing with your body and you do another thing with your words and actions, it can really make things go wrong. And where we run into this at the kennel lot is training, because dogs are trained to certain things. And we've talked about this in some of the Living Life Tales episodes, right? You know, I'm saying one word and they're doing it, but I really mean something else. But what I'm asking in their training says that, we had that conversation. Tim caught me on that one. But it's really something. When you say a word and do a body action together, it's meaningful. Last week, we talked about the one phrase that most dogs will actually respond to, go bye-bye in the car or go driving, something that refers to getting in the car. They will either have a very positive reaction or a very negative reaction. We hope that most of them have a very positive reaction when they say going to camp, going to Mariah Bell. So how do we know when we've done a good job at Mariah Bell? We were asked, is it when they go home happy? And my response was, no, it's not when they go home happy. It's when they come back excited. When you have to go to the car wash afterwards because there's drool down the side of the car. Bentley was one of our first dogs who actually demonstrated this principle. Just love him to death. He is still with us and he is a bulldog. And he and his family have just the best relationship. And it is just so darn funny. When he turns onto Runkle's Road from Butler, he gets all excited, gets up and down the car. And to get a bulldog excited takes some serious doing. Let me just tell you that. So Bentley, they would have to go wash the car afterwards because with all those little floppy jowls that he has and all the drool that a bulldog has, and they would put the window down, he would have slobber from being so excited about getting to Mariah Bell. And by the time they hit the bottom of the driveway and coming up, forget it. It was a full car wash every single time. That's how you know you've done a good job at Mariah Bell. The dogs come back so stinking excited. They're drooling on the side of the car. They walk in. They know where they're going. They're like, yeah. And then you have those dogs who put on the show for mom or dad or the pet owners when they're dropping off. Going, oh my goodness, it's going to be so much. Are they gone yet? One eye open, right? Are they gone yet? Can I go in now? I really want to go in. My buddies are in there, but are mom and dad still here? It's the body language. It's the dog with that one eye, the eyebrow we talked about last time, turning around, looking back, going, yeah, they're gone yet. I really want to go play with my buddies. They're lingering a little too long. I'm having to put this act on for a little bit longer than I wanted to. It's when your words and your body language result in a body language for the pet. And this is what training is all about. That's why consistency is so important. That's why the dogs get so excited. They know which door to go in. They know where their kennel is. They know what's going on. They know that they're going to go in. They know they're going to come out. I often find that dogs who are hesitant to go into a kennel are afraid they're going to be left there. They're afraid they're going to lose that contact. Oftentimes, now this is just my thought, but a lot of times when we have a scared dog, they think they're going to be losing that contact with the humans, and that human contact is really important to them. Once they learn they're going in and coming out and going in and coming out and doing their thing, and they have a space just to themselves, they're like, this is cool. I've got this. I go in, I come out. I go in, I come out. I love it. I get my own food in my own room and nobody else has to worry about me. I got my own food. It's a thing, but it's the body language. Dogs read body language. Horses read body language. And when you have a relationship with a horse that you are riding, it's very different because you have a connection from your body to their bodies or from their bodies to your bodies. And that body language can translate a whole lot of things. Personally, I think everybody should ride a horse and have that connection at least once. Maybe you can ride a cow and it might be similar, but I'm pretty sure I've never ridden a cow. Once you have that connection, it's one thing to have your own body language and your own feelings, and then to have another body that close to you and have that body language communicated back and forth. It's almost like a feeling that goes back and forth between you and the other critter. If you've ever seen the movie Avatar and you see the connection when they plug into the little flying things that look like sea rays to me, you kind of get this. The leash gives you that connection for a dog. It's the trust. It's the body language. It's the feeling. It's how things go. It's where your mind is. It's one of the things that people who work with animals a lot understand, that you have to check your emotions sometimes because you can put them onto the dog. And that's where the emotional service pieces come in. That's where the dogs or the pets, the cats or the whatever animal you have, the horse, is picking up your emotion, but they don't know why they're getting that body language, why they're getting that emotion. And then they try to respond to it. And that's when things go funky. That's when they either go really well. We talked about green light, red light. We play Simon Says a bit in the kennel. And when you stop, they stop. Oftentimes, or it can be game on. It's that reading of that body language in between. So when you give body language that says, yeah, I'm really good and happy and life is wonderful, they're going to give you body language that says that. But if your body language says something very different and maybe darker or a little more meaningful in a way that is really difficult, it can be a problem. So for LJ, we put our finger up as if to say number one, and she sits down. Well, when other people do that body language and she sits down, they're looking at her going, what are you doing, lady? Why? 2, 3, 4, what do you want me? Just get up and down, up and down, up and down. It's that body language that makes a big difference. Keeping dogs honest with our body language, that's where it really comes into play. Keeping our body language consistent with the message that we are giving the rest of the world is really difficult sometimes, especially if your head is in a different place. But the pets keep us really honest. They keep us in the frame of mind where we need to be conscious of our body language because they're responding to it. If we have put our finger up to say number one, or we're doing Simon Says, or we have an emotion that's coming out and they're responding to it and giving us that reaction, it's time for us to go, oh, my consistency is off. This is why they're giving me something different. And once you've worked at Mariah Bell for quite a while, you really become able to understand why that consistency gets jaw-dropping, drooling down the side of the car, because it is a good vibe place. And it's that body language that the staff puts off. It's the body language that we put off. It's the body language that our clients put off. It all makes it work. The pets truly keep us honest and keep us going. Otherwise, why would we go into certain places and do certain things for our humans if we didn't trust them and know that we earned their trust and they earned our trust through consistent body language? Keeping it honest, keeping everybody honest and on your toes. Keep your nose up, your tails down, and between the lines, and keep it honest.